Praise the Lord. Well, are we all ready now? As the praise team comes down, since they didn't have a chance, if them or anyone else realize you don't have a copy of the notes, lift your hand, keep it up, and they'll put a copy in your hands. As you remember, those of you who were here, on the 17th of December, we got down to Nehemiah 8:10. We were talking about the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy and the Holy Spirit. And we dealt with peace and we got into joy and we almost got ready to touch on the Holy Spirit. But I want to depart for a moment because I touched on this in a previous service, and apparently I was having a failure to fully communicate, or some people was doing other things besides listening, because questions and comments about the kingdom don't seem to correlate with what we were sharing. And so if you take this verse from Romans chapter 14, verse 17, and you go to a literal translation like Young's literal translation of the New Testament, you'll find it reads, "For the reign of God, for the reign of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness." The kingdom of God is what the King James translates, but the literal is, "For the reign of God." And I took time in an assembly to differentiate and bring understanding to what the kingdom of God is. A lot of people have this once upon a time fairy tale mentality, and they're expecting that one day we're going to look up and golden castles and golden walls and golden arches that aren't McDonald's are going to come down out of the heaven. They're going to settle on the earth, and everybody's going to look, and there'll be a throne in the middle of this, and God will be sitting on it. We'll go, "The kingdom of God has come." That is dumb. D-U-M-double-B dumb. When you're that dumb, you have to pronounce the B, dumb. I took time to explain to you, who remembers the example I use to tell you how you can tell if the kingdom of God has come? I took you to a passage of Scripture that explains how anyone can tell if the kingdom of God is coming to manifestation. The Lord Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, our anointed Redeemer, said, "If I, by the finger of God," now who can complete it for me? "Cast out devils, then the kingdom of God is come." How can you tell if the kingdom of God is in manifestation? The word of God is being performed. I've had people ask me, "What is the finger of God?" The finger of God is direction. If you ask, "Well, where did the finger of Pastor point?" That's direction. So what is direction from God? His word. Jesus was the Word incarnate. He came as the Word. He manifested the Word. He told us how the Word would handle every situation. And he said, if you became a believer, you would do the works that he did. But he didn't say if you became a Christian. He didn't say if you became born again. He said, if you become a believer, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Believe what? believe, all things are possible. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. All things are possible if you believe all things are possible. But if you believe some things could happen, you fail the class. You see, believing God can is unbelief. Because God's word is not about what he can do. It's about what he has done. So to accept his word, you have to accept it as an already. Healing is an already of God. Salvation is an already of God. Deliverance is an already of God. Dominion is an already of God. Ruling and reigning is as old as Genesis chapter 1. It's not a new thing. It is something that is an already established of God, and we accept it as truth and walk into it. So tonight, because apparently I failed to communicate in this succinctly, I wanted to go back to this again, and I wanted to get this. The kingdom of God is not someday. The kingdom of God is not somewhere. The kingdom of God is literally, every time you see the kingdom of God, what it is saying is the reign of God. And when you find an exact word-for-word literal translation that doesn't try to paraphrase the meaning but give you the exact word spoken, when it says the kingdom of God, it's saying the reign of God. So whether you're looking at Acts 1:3, where the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about the kingdom of God, literally it's the reign of God. In Matthew 6:33, but seek first the reign of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So what is the kingdom of God? That is the reign of God being made manifest. Just like Jesus said, here's how you can tell if the kingdom of God is in resonance. Is the power that would oppose him being broken. If I, by the finger of God, speaking God's word, if I, directing God's word to this situation, cast out a devil, then the kingdom of God is manifest. The kingdom of God is with power. So the kingdom of God is not a lesson. It's not a story. It's not an analogy. What is the kingdom of God? It is the power of God manifested to overcome something that opposed God's will in a situation. It's never God's will for a person to be demon-possessed. So Jesus said, when I break that stronghold, then the kingdom of God has been manifested right there. That's a manifestation of the kingdom of God. I have ruled over that by cooperating with the word of God or delivering the word of God to that situation. So, the kingdom of God is literally the reign of God being exercised or made manifest. It is the power of God made manifest in a situation to counteract something that has opposed God's will and plan and purpose in the earth. Now, I want you to get this, and so the Lord impressed on me to take it further tonight and go this. When Brian Rivers lays hands on a person and sickness falls from them, the kingdom of God was just manifested. Are you listening? When Tina is at the mall or the gym and she encounters someone who's discouraged, upset, disgruntled, dissatisfied, look like they didn't get in on the jelly donuts at all, she shares with them God's glorious love and they are born again, the kingdom of God has been manifested. Why? Because something that was contrary to God's will and plan and purpose is removed. When will the kingdom of God come in fullness? When everything in the earth that is contrary to God's will and plan and purpose is banished from the earth. When does that occur? When the devil is finally chained and thrown in the pit. But until then, we individually establish God's kingdom, because it says, Derek, these signs will follow you when you really believe. Not when you're born again, not when you're saved, not when you're converted, not when you start attending church. When you believe that these signs belong to you, that Genesis 1, 26 and 28, you were called to rule and reign in the earth, any creepy thing on the face of the earth. And sickness is creepy. Death is creepy. Poverty is creepy. Separation from God is. You're to rule and reign over everything that creepeth on the face of the earth. So, the kingdom of God is not golden walls and towers and a throne and all that settling on the earth and everybody going, hallelujah, he's here. No. It's as simple as Tammy's in a homeschool meeting and somebody there goes, oh, I've got a pain. And she reaches over and lays hands on him and says, it is written, with his stripes you were made whole, be ever with whole. I judge you whole. I loose you from sickness and from disease and from infirmity. And in that moment, when the power of God shows up and sets that person free, the kingdom of God is manifested because you have ruled. You have established God's rule over something that was opposing his will for them. So what happens if today Gail breaks Satan's rule in one area, Michelle breaks another, Richard breaks another, Lou breaks another, Anisha breaks another, John breaks another? What happened? Every place they broke something contrary to God's will and set a captive free, the kingdom of God was manifest that much more. And so we began to stem the tide of evil and drive back the wall of opposition. And so the power of God made manifest is a demonstration of kingdom authority. Let's see what other notes I have on my notes. For the reign of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 8, verse 12, where it says the kingdom of God, again, it's he was preaching the kingdom of God, it's the reign of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, for not in word is the reign of God, but in power. Now, wait a minute, Pastor Jim. A moment ago, you said, when the word of God conquers something of darkness, the kingdom of God is made manifest. But here in 1 Corinthians 4:20, the literal says, for not in word is the reign of God, but in power. What is that saying? God has not called us just to teach about kingdom, just to talk about kingdom, just to wish for kingdom, but to demonstrate kingdom, because the kingdom of God hasn't shown up until Napoleon breaks some work of darkness, whether it's depression, fear, guilt, sorrow, sickness, disease, satanic captivity. When Napoleon breaks a stronghold of darkness, then the power of God is made manifest, and that's a demonstration that the kingdom of God is in the earth. And you can just mark that spot because the kingdom of God showed up right there. Now, this to me is exciting, that every time you lay hands on one of your children and the power of sickness falls off them, the kingdom of God just moved up a notch in manifesting in the earth. Every time you lead someone to the Lord and the captivity of Satan on their life is broken, the kingdom of God has just moved up a notch in the earth. Well, Pastor, why isn't the kingdom of God just everywhere? Because a whole lot of people and a whole lot of churches can't tell you one time in the last 5 years that they broke the power of darkness. So if the kingdom is not being made manifest through the citizens of the kingdom, these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils, kingdom manifest. In my name, they will speak with new tongues, kingdom manifest. In my name, they will remove satanic strongholds. It pick up serpents, but serpents refers to the snakes that are infesting an area. And when you set that area free, you've picked up the serpent. It's not running around handling rattlesnakes. They will remove serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. What is it saying there? The power of God is so resonant and manifest in you that if someone tries to kill your witness, not you go out and drink a tankard of antifreeze just because you want to prove you're born again, or you stick your hand in a cage of snakes just to prove that you're born again. No. We're not being weird and stupid. We are exercising the power of God that is greater than the other power that was in residence. For not in word is the reign of God, but in power. There used to be an old spiritual that said, not everybody talking about heaven is going there. Not everybody talking about the kingdom is there. Because when you stop people and say, what do you mean by the kingdom of God? Heaven. What do you mean by the kingdom of God? Well, after Jesus returns. But Jesus himself said, every time Anitra exercises the power of God to vanquish a presence of Satan, the kingdom of God came right there. Do you know what it would take to cancel Islam in the earth? I just did. 1947, T.L. Osborne, Tommy Lee Osborne, crashed and burned in India. He was having some great crusades, lots of people being saved. And he was preaching a crusade, and some Islamists climbed up on the stage and said, Tommy was holding up a Bible and saying, this is the word of God. This tells you the way to be saved. And a group of Islamists came up on the stage and lifted up the Quran and said, this is the word of God, and this is the only way to eternal life. And he was stumped. He's preaching a crusade. People have been being born again, hearing the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, his stage gets stormed by Islamists holding a Quran and saying, this is the true God, and this is the way to eternal life. So he packed up and went home. What do I do? One of my early mentors, he went to his office and sat down and asked him what to do. And he began to mentor him and get him energized going back again. And when he went back, he would go into a city, and sometimes it would be deaf, sometimes it would be blind, but he liked blind. He would say, give me 10 blind people. Now I challenge the imams, the leaders, whether it was in an Islamic era or in a Hindu era, the sheikhs or Sikhs, the different Hindu leaders, I challenge you to heal these people, and we'll see who the true God is. If you can, by your God, heal these people, then we'll worship your God as the true God. If you can't, then I will heal them with the power of my God, and we will see who is God. And he started having phenomenal success all over the world, challenging the world the same way they had challenged him with their word, opposing his word, Quran, Bible. But now he came back, for the kingdom of God is not manifest in word alone, but in power. And they would say, we can't heal them. And he would command the blindness to be broken, the deafness to be broken, and then let them check the people out. All right, whose God did this? What has just happened? The kingdom of God has come. A manifestation of the power of God has overcome a manifestation of the power of darkness. And a captivity is broken. In this year, I want you to begin anticipating a manifestation of God through your life. Now, I talked earlier about the grocery store, the office, the neighborhood where you live. A relative comes to you and says, I can't get a job. If I pray with you and God gets you a job by the end of the week, will you believe in God? Well, then I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to command favor for you, and a job will open up by the end of the week and will prove to you that God is real. We're not going to say you'll get a job and it could be sometime. No. You've been searching. You've been unable to. So I decree that by the end of the week, we're going to give it 1 week, you will have a job with a pay that you like and a place that you like. You will have a good job, a God job, within the week. Set a specific time and then command it to manifest, to happen. You see, we have got churches all over the country who have begun to hide from the Holy Spirit. Someone from this church here went to a men's meeting at another large church. If I named it, you would know the church. And at their men's meeting, the pastor said to them, men, we need to get the word out to the whole congregation. We're starting a building program. We're growing. And so we need people who don't know God like we do. So from this date forward, until we get through this building program, no manifestation of the Holy Spirit, because we don't want to scare people off. We need those people coming in to help us build a new church. Denying the power of God, because a kingdom manifestation is what? Speaking with new tongues. Why? That ain't natural. I want you as believers to stop taking the tuck head when people go, that tongue stuff ain't natural. And you go, no, it's not. It's proof of the kingdom of God. It's supernatural. And when I speak in tongues, I vanquish the ability of Satan to be where I am speaking in tongues. Have you noticed that? That when you begin to speak in tongues, the devil can't do what he was doing before you started? I used to think it was funny to go to a place where magicians and spirituals were trying to do their thing. You know, go to the carnival, the card readers there. Just stand right in front where they're there trying to read people's palms or do the tarot. Just stand there and pray in tongues. When we used to have those marches where the witches would come together and march and, you know, talking about demanding their rights and equality and all that, just stand there and pray in tongues and watch them. They'll divide. They won't even walk near you. They'll go around you. Why? Because right there, the kingdom of God is manifest. Pastor, what are you trying to do to us? I'm trying to embolden you to be kingdom representatives. Because Robert can talk about the kingdom of God to 15 people and have no results because they go, well, I believe this and I believe that. I don't believe that mess. But he can say, stretch out your crippled hand. I'm going to lay hands on you when I do. That headache that you haven't been able to get rid of for days is going to stop immediately when I lay hands on you. What are you doing? What is the reign of God? Oh, that's someday when God is on his throne. God's on his throne today. It's just we haven't been joining him on his throne. And so the kingdom of God is a simple matter. Are these signs following you? Well, no, Pastor. Then maybe you need to ask yourself if you're really a believer or just a convert. You see, the fact that you attend a medical college doesn't make you a doctor. Because you aren't a doctor until you can do what that medical college teaches. And if you can do it well enough, you don't even need the degree. Do you remember the movie, What God Hath Made? The janitor became the first heart surgeon to do transplants and to figure out a way to cure blue baby syndrome. And because he was able to do medicine they couldn't do, they awarded him a degree, and he became director of the medical school. Why? Because he trained DeBakey and many of the others how to do heart surgery. Did he have the word college graduate? But he was able to do what they couldn't do. Church, when you can do what the PhDs, THDs, DDs can't do, then you don't need the words, you've got the deeds. And Jesus didn't say, if I preach a good sermon, if I have a good altar call. The kingdom of God is the reign of God's power. Just as Genesis 1, 26, 28, when God taught us original intent, he said, rule and reign in the earth. Rule and reign over the earth. What is God looking for to establish the kingdom? Performance by his man in line with his word for his purpose or intent. That is the kingdom of God being made manifest. Walking in his manifest power brings about his rule and reign. As what opposes, restrains, or rejects his rule is put down. Pastor, are we still on the first page? Sort of. My first page. Do you realize that the Lord Jesus spent 3.5 years of ministry and never told us how to organize Sunday school? Spent 3.5 years of ministry and never taught one message on how to receive an offering. He just said, if you're kingdom, you'll do it. He didn't teach us how to organize Sunday school. He said, teach everyone what are the principles of God. So he felt it was important enough that getting the job done was what was mattering, not the way it was done. So he said, cast out the devils. He didn't go, now, fold in these two fingers, leave these two extended, cross over with the thumb to hold these two in place so they don't slip out, and then apply. He said, heal the sick. Now, whether you're like Paul who says, perceiving that someone had the faith to be healed, stretch forth your hand. Or you're like Peter and John, rise, take up your bed and walk. And they didn't wait for him to rise. They reached out to grab him. Why? Because some people need more than their faith to get out of their problem. So Paul speaks to a situation. Peter and John participate in getting their hands on them. In Acts, we find them going down, and everybody they laid hands on received the Holy Spirit. But Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive you the Holy Spirit." But the manifestation didn't come until they went and sat in the room. Why do we have all these different examples if God was about methodology? God is not about methodology. He is about power performance. So the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, or the reign of God is not about the party. It's about the performance. For the reign of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. When do you have the greatest joy in the Holy Spirit? The greatest joy you experience in the Holy Spirit is when you see someone receive the evidence of speaking in other tongues. When you see someone set free from demonic strongholds. When you see someone stand up, throw down their crutches and walk. Are you listening? Joy in the Holy Spirit is not joy because you got the Holy Spirit, but joy in cooperation with the Holy Spirit to do something that can't be done in the natural realm. It's on the first page. Last sentence. Thus, the kingdom of God is more about positional truth with God than it is about what benefit can be derived from it. Pastor Jim, I want the kingdom of God to come because I want a new car, a new house, a new boat. No, you want the kingdom of God to come so that God can be glorified in the manifestation of power that you're participating in. The kingdom of God is not a brief footnote to being born again. After his resurrection triumph over all the enemies of truth and godlessness, the king of the kingdom spent 40 days explaining the kingdom to his disciples. And what notes do we have taken from that 40 days? Well, he wore a three-piece Armani, and he stood with one hand. No. What do we have? What sermons do we have that were recorded from that 40 days? These signs shall follow them that believe. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, when he has come, will endue you with authority that Adam fell from. What is the kingdom of God about? The power of God being made manifest. So, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out the devil. And every time you do, the kingdom of God has just showed up. To these, he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs. By many what? Good sermons? Proofs. Wordy anecdotes? No. Power manifestations by many proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of things concerning the reign of God. Not how to witness, not how to have church, not how to point out people's sins and shortcomings, but how to manifest the power of God. Entrance into and the establishment of the kingdom of God is at the heart of the good news of the gospel. But when they believe, Philip preaching the good news about the reign of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were being baptized, men and women. Not a message on sin, not a message on how not to go to hell, but a message about the manifest kingdom of God setting the captives free. Because when you break the power of Satan, then is the kingdom of God made manifest. Whether it's a big break or a little break, Satan's power is broken. Overcoming the natural world system is not easy. Turning the world system around and putting it in its place under our Lord and King, But it is still worth the effort and hard work. Seek ye first the reign, the rule, the manifest presence of God. And when you are manifesting kingdom, kingdom will manifest all the things you want. Have you noticed that people who heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils have very nice houses, have very nice cars, wear better clothes, eat better food? Why? It is hard to walk in the miraculous without these things following you and being added to you. Well, Pastor, I want all those things, he said. Going after the things, you can lose them. Going after power manifestations, then you won't lose them because they'll be added to you. You didn't earn them. They're just a manifestation of God's approval of you walking in the power of God. Well, Pastor Jim, I want to be a really good speaker. You're missing it. Well, Pastor Jim, if I really become a great speaker, I can demand a high fee. Then I can afford those things. That's not what he said. Pursue the power, perform the kingdom acts, and all that stuff comes rolling in as a benefit. You see, it's a whole lot sweeter when it was just given to me than I worked 47 hours straight to get that. Not of works, lest any man should boast, but a gift of God. Acts 14:22, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations must we enter the kingdom of God. Does that turn you off? Through many tribulations must we enter the kingdom of God. Is that like, oh no, I've got to tribulate? What did it say? How do you read it? Through many tribulations. Does it say whose tribulations they are? How is the kingdom of God manifest? The power of God is manifest to set someone free, to reverse a work of darkness through many. Through many. It's not going to happen. You get one person saved, one person healed, one person filled with the Holy Spirit, one person delivered from demonic stronghold. Ta-da, the kingdom's here. He said it's going to have to occur again and again and again. You see, too many Christians want to earn their believer badge. Okay, how many people do I have to lead to the Lord to be a soul winner? Right, 1, 2, 3, 5. How many? What's the qualification? What they're saying is, when can I stop leading people to Christ? Some people want to go, these signs will follow them, believe. Okay, check. I'm speaking with new tongues. I drank something once and I think it was poisonous and I overcame it. 2. I laid hands on somebody and they said they felt better. 3. Okay, now I'm a believer. No. Through many encounters with the works of darkness, you possess the kingdom, not because you do one kingdom act, demonstrate one kingdom ability, but he says many times you're going to go through it. Now then, the first time you cast out a devil, it's going to be hard on you. I tell you, the first time not that I cast out a devil, but the first time one spoke, I thought I knew God. And when I heard that voice, hair stood up on my arms and I could feel it on my neck. I mean, I could feel the hair standing up on my body. And I'm like, this is not normal. But by describing the victory of the resurrection, that manifestation was broken. Well, Pastor, good. You got your demon cast out, so you're good for the rest of your Christian walk. No. You see, if we look through many tribulations, must we inherit the kingdom of God? And we go, oh, blank, 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 blank. I'm going to have to go through hell a lot. No. A tribulation is a challenge. Tribulation isn't suffering. Tribulation is facing something that's bigger than you. If you were facing something that you could handle, it wouldn't be. But a tribulation is facing something bigger than you. And he said, you're going to have to do it many times to get the kingdom established. What is he saying to us? It ain't about qualifying for citizenship in the kingdom. It's about establishing the kingdom of God by doing this many times until it becomes commonplace. How many brothers did Goliath have? Depending on which commentator you're studying, 3 or 4 brothers. What happened when Goliath came down? All the rest of the children of Israel, seeing the power of God made manifest, jumped out of the ditches, and there were still giants out there. But they weren't afraid anymore because they saw the power of God in manifestation. And they all jumped and ran because we're all... They didn't say, hey, Dave, when you get the other 3 or 4, let us know and we'll come out. No, as soon as they saw Biggie fall, Biggie fell, and they all jump out of the ditches and start running towards the enemy because they were emboldened. When you as a believer start an assembly standing up, and the people in the pew doesn't see the man behind the podium, but they see people in the congregation, and you just get up and you walk over to somebody and you lay hands on them and they come out of that wheelchair. You walk over to somebody and you silence that demon that was speaking out of them. When people see people doing, they come out of the tomb, grave, ditch, and they get emboldened. Well, if she can do it, I can do it. If she can, I saw her. She wasn't the preacher. She was just sitting there on her seat, went over, laid hands on them, and they got up and walked. The kingdom of God in manifestation, a manifestation of the kingdom or the reign of God, is contagious. And when people see Rob doing it, they're going to be emboldened. When they see Diana doing it, others are going to be emboldened. You see, when you start doing it, other people do it, and through many tribulations must we inherit the kingdom of God. You're not going to do it once, because when the word gets out, I heard that Brian Rivers cast the devil out of somebody. What's going to happen? Everybody in that sphere of influence that knows somebody with a demon is going to be calling Brian and saying, can you come over tonight? We're going to have a hot one for you. I heard about that other demon you cast out, but this one, you got your work cut out for you. But you see, when they see it happen, they become an ambassador of the kingdom, going out and spreading the word. I want you to begin doing something this year. 2015, renewal, refreshing, restoration. And in this time, I use an example that the Lord gave me. God, what is the difference in renewal and revival? And you remember I gave you what the Lord gave me. I'm driving down the road, and I see you broke down on the side of the road, and I stop. What's wrong? Well, my car went dead. I put my jumper cables on you. I let my car run for a while with my jumper cables on you. And you hit the starter. It starts. I leave mine on there for a little bit to make sure your battery's charged up. Now, you get down the road. You may get down a mile or 5 miles, the next gas station or something. You've just had revival. You've been revived, but you have not been renewed. But hopefully you've been revived enough to get down to the road to get a new alternator or a new battery or a new regulator or whatever it is you need to correct the lack of power. To correct what? The lack of power. That's renewal. When what was deficient is fixed. You see, a lot of people are looking for revival. But I just described revival to you. Revival is when someone else gets you up. That's why we have revivalists come in. Everybody gets up. But we're not very far down the road and we're back dragging again. Why? We got revived, but we didn't get... And God is saying renewal, refreshing, restoration. Now, Joel says that God promised us that he would restore to us. Now, this is a lesser covenant with lesser promises, but God said, Jerry, everything, the palmer worm, the canker worm, the locust is eaten, I'm restoring. Everything has been eaten up in your life. All the crops you should have had that didn't come in, I'm going to make sure you get all those back crops. Say back crops. Now, all of you have got some back crops that got eaten. Harvest you were expecting, they didn't come in. God is saying in this year, if we'll start manifesting the power of God, there'll not be revival but renewal. Because what was deficient that lets you get run down will be repaired. Renewal. You'll then be refreshed because... You know how it is. The battery's dead. You turn off the air conditioning. You roll down the windows. You don't use any power because you're hoping to make it. But when you've been renewed, you roll up the windows. You turn on the air conditioning. You turn up the tunes. And you get refreshed because I got my tunes. I got my cool breeze. I'm going to get refreshed now. You see, you can still be sweaty and no music and be revived. But you ain't been renewed until the problem is fixed. Renewal, refreshing, restoration. So say this with me. The power of God, is coming into manifestation in my life and in the life of those I come in contact with. Because I am being renewed. I'm entering into my refreshing. And I'm expecting restoration of everything that's been devoured and stolen from me.
Amen.
Church, I say we're coming into a time of I'm getting mine. Because if under lesser covenants with weaker promises, they could have everything that had been devoured in their life restored to them. What can we do with a better covenant and better promises? And entering in, they had no hope of entering into the kingdom of God. But you see, the kingdom of God has come when you've been living in barely get along avenue and you move up to more than enough boulevard. The kingdom of God just got manifested. Why? Because I have been struggling along for a long time, and now all of a sudden, I'm not making do. I'm flying through. You know how much better you feel when you move from coach to first class? I remember the first time I sat down in first class, and I thought, finally, a seat on an airplane that's my size. You know it feels better in first class than it does in coach. If you're intercontinental, it feels better in first class than it does in business class, because you have coach, business, first. Walking in the kingdom feels better than wishing you could. Having renewal, refreshing, restoration is better than, I hope we have a revival soon, because I'm not going to make it much further if I don't get a little touch from God. No. Kingdom is about manifesting, overcoming, triumphing, prevailing. What is the kingdom of God? That's where God is ruling in a situation because his power is being made manifest through one of his citizens who are bringing about his will in a situation. And I say that in 2015, the kingdom of God is going to be manifesting around you. The kingdom of God is going to be manifesting around you because the power of God is going to show up in your life. And the more it shows up, the more the kingdom is manifest. So if we want heaven on earth, what have we got to do? We've got to manifest heaven's power on earth to bring about heaven's presence. Yes. Now, does someone have something in your spirit from what we've been pursuing tonight? Has God spoke anything in you? You've been inspired with something? Something has come alive in you. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Anything coming alive in anyone else?
Manifestation of the kingdom of God is contagious.
Spread the kingdom around. 2015, renewal, refreshing, restoration. If I, by the finger of God, cast out Satan, then is the kingdom of God made manifest. The kingdom of God is not about what I get out of it, eating and drinking. No, it's about what? Manifesting the power of God to destroy the works of Satan. As a believer, you have a job description. Destroy the works of Satan. As a believer, you have a job description. Do the works he did. As a believer, you have a job description. Rule and reign in this life as kings and priests unto God. The kingdom of God is not mysterious. It's God's reign coming into manifestation. Well, I'm going to stop right there. I've already marked my notes. I believe you've got enough tonight to turn your world around. You're loved, you're blessed. I'll see you Sunday, if not before. Go with God.